Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Narf.
Okay. And from World's Finest True Believers, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey. We are on the final issue of this Daredevil story arc, issue number 58. And if you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes, as well as episodes 91 through 96. And this one starts out, I know the cover says, the Stuntmaster spins out. I don't remember, I probably should look this up. That's not an invitation for you to look up. But I think this is the first appearance of Stuntmaster.
Oh, here, let me check.
No, don't. Because I know he does show up again, I think in the next set we'll do. I don't know. Just I don't know if he's going to be like a recurring character or not, or if he's that important that he has to be, coming back. But I know that he is connected to the criminal Crime Wave, which I know Crime Wave is going to be a big one later on. So we start out this issue. Basically, Matt is in the courtroom, and he is, talking about Crime Wave and how he's referring to this one man. I'm assuming... Or we can assume it is, well, fuck it. All right, it's Stuntmaster, because at the end of the issue he catches them. There, shocker, surprising. The hero wins. Come on. But he's on trial and he's trying to connect this individual to the criminal mastermind known as Crime Wave, and he's giving this big old rousing speech. Lawyer speech to the jury, because that's what they do. And
is it though?
Well,
that's what they do on TV and movies. Yeah.
So the judge disperses the jury to get their verdict. And at this point, we've got Matt basically looking back on the previous couple days. That being, we go back to Paxton Page's funeral, where he reveals that he is Matt Murdock to Karen.
And I don't know. I didn't even realize this until I'm looking at this again. It's like he's wearing his glasses at the same time.
Yep. Wow. Which one was it that we pointed out? No, actually, I think it was the last Daredevil I covered. Same thing. Like, he comes into his apartment, takes off his mask, and then his glasses are automatically there. Like, I guess he just has them on underneath, because why not? You know how comfortable that'd be?
Oh my god, just one hit to the face and you got glass shattering.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
it's fine. It's not like he uses his eyes much anyway.
Maybe, but still
maybe they're safety glasses.
Oh, I don't know. Safety glasses don't work as well as you think. So what ends up happening to Karen is that she passes out because of the revelation that is now
just
Matt
as he
alive.
Feared, she couldn't stand the shock.
Well,
or
the last,
shocker.
Oh, stop it. For the last, month? Well, or in comic book logic, 3 months? I don't know. She believed Matt Murdock was dead. So it's very shocking when the person you thought was dead is not dead. And then to find out that he's actually a superhero.
At the twofer.
Yeah, exactly. So he takes her back inside to the house, and she wakes up, and she's like, all right, so let's go over the things here. Your brother Matt, or your brother Mike, the explosion that you died in, your blindness, is all of that fake? And he's like, no, two out of the three were. I didn't have a brother, and I faked that explosion because I was being blackmailed. But I really am blind. I've been blind since I was a kid. That one's real.
It's just the blindness enhanced all my other senses.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does the whole like wave in front of his face.
Yeah, thing. I just say.
And he's like, look, he's like, save, save. He wants to say, save your energy. Save your energy, beautiful. My radar sense tells me you're waving your hands to test me.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to doubt you.
See, if I were that, I wouldn't do the hands in front of the face. See, I'd just try to sneak up behind him and go, poo.
Or throw a punch like you're going to hit him in the head.
That would work, too. We then get the paper saying that, you know, Matt Murdock.
DA's ex-partner is alive and well in Vermont. All part of the DA's scheme to trap Mr. Fear, says Matt Murdock.
I guess?
Dude, what language is the paper written in that this said? Oh, wait, never mind. It's Chinese.
Why would they... Okay.
I don't know, actually. I'm kind of confused about that one myself.
Yeah. Well, that just... I don't know.
Well, that just kind of almost proves my point from before.
That Daredevil's super well-known, that it...
Well, that Matt Murdock is super well-known.
Yeah.
That he's... like, the paper in China is saying, hey, this ex... the blind lawyer is alive. So, okay. Anyway. We get this. Let's see here.
He's like, they're having a news conference.
Yeah. Yeah. Foggy is revealing to the world that Matt Murdock was going to become his special assistant for the duration of the investigation into Crime Wave. And I guess it surprised Foggy that Matt was like, yeah, I'll do it. Because he hadn't actually talked to Matt about it yet. And Matt's just like, okay, well, hey, I gotta get back to the job, feet on the floor, you know.
I need money. I spent my last couple quarters on a newspaper that said I was a pussy.
That might be true. So after all the paparazzi leave, Matt is talking to Karen, and he is saying that tomorrow Daredevil is going to the United Fund Parade. And he's going to make a special announcement. The announcement being that I'm retiring. And that I won't be Daredevil anymore. I'll just be your husband.
Because I want to marry you.
I want to marry you.
And you won't marry me because you can't accept me for who I really am.
Well, she doesn't want Daredevil to be... She doesn't want her husband to be put in danger.
Exactly. Constantly. She doesn't love him for who he really is. Look, dude. Part of love is... Part of love is loving every part about that person, even the parts you don't like.
Fair. So we go to the parade, and Daredevil is standing on top of, I don't know if that's a float or that's just a stage. I think it's just a stage.
No, it's part of the parade, so it's got to be a float.
No, I think it's, anyway, whatever.
Yeah, but he gets like a horse. It's
The wreath.
Congratulations, here's a wreath.
And look how happy he is, though. He's like,
well, and then you have Karen come up and kiss him on the cheek.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Right?
Way to blow the fucking cover, dipshit.
Right?
Oh, but how about this? Like, we go from the wreath being really huge around him. Now you go to the next page, and it's like literally wrapped around him.
I wonder if it was like one for the horse, and they actually did just wrap it around his neck. Like, they tried to choke him. Yeah, hey, thanks for saving the city, but we need to kill you now. A couple blocks away, we have got this guy that's on the motorcycle, the
Grum.
Apparently his cycle jet, oh no, his motorcycle has cycle jets on it. And he is not only driving it, but flying over vehicles. Because why not? Because
he's the stunt master.
Yeah. He is heading over to the parade to kill Daredevil. He was paid to do it. So that's what he's going to do.
Okay. So in the next picture, though, or in the next page, I guess.
Which one?
This one right here.
Okay.
He has a toggle switch for the jets that says on and off, but each one has a different toggle for it.
Well, I wonder if it's just a push, like it just automatically comes back.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I mean, that's still...
A button would just work.
Like, right.
Like... The reason why we have cruise control on our vehicles is just a button.
Anyway.
A shoddy craftsmanship there, of all things. Daredevil actually hears Stuntmaster from a few blocks away because of his radar sense.
That and cycle is coming on fast and strong, like a prom date. Oh.
Maybe. This actually, as he's pulling the wreath off, it does look like it's longer again. So I think it was wrapped around his neck a couple times.
Go, go, Gadget Reef.
So the Stuntmaster is going to attack Daredevil, and Karen,
you dodged me, or you dodged my hog.
Oh yeah. Matt, you know, is protecting Karen, and Karen's like, you know, he let the police handle him, and Daredevil's like, no, I can't. This is my fight.
Probably
this
will be my last fight. He says probably.
No, he's not a very good assassin just because he's shocked that he dodged the bike. Do you not know anything about your target?
Right.
Well, even if I recall, and I don't, because I don't think I ever read them, but just referring to the Daredevil movie, when Bullseye showed up and Daredevil dodged it the first time, he was surprised.
Oh, I missed.
Well,
I
never... just because of who he is at that point. I, you know, I mean, also, dude, you're announcing your presence. You got a big motorcycle. I think we can hear you coming away.
Exactly. And he's driving on this flimsy wooden stage that, yeah, it's definitely going to be super loud. The vibrations alone are going to reverberate all over the place.
You'll definitely feel the vibration.
Feel it. Daredevil is able to hop on the bike and steer Stuntmaster away.
Obviously, his
shoulders
have gotten feeling better because...
Well, it's been a couple days.
As fast as that dude's driving, if you were to grab... Well, first off, he'd probably broken his neck like the Flash did the reverse Flash. But second off, it would freaking pull your shoulders out. Or, like, it'd pull on your shoulder joints hard.
Yeah, as quick as the Stuntmaster was driving and him jumping on there, yeah, he definitely would be feeling some pain. We can only assume it's been... I mean, I'm not saying a week's rest is going to
but
comic book logic.
Well, then he gets, after he's got riding him through the crowd. God, that sounds so wrong.
He rides him away from the crowd, yes.
He gets headbutted by the dude's helmet. And he's like, his helmet's reinforced, but my skull isn't. I can't take many more poundings like that.
He's one pounding. Like, I mean, yeah, it's probably.
It's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt.
Like hell. But
while he was riding him, he was also getting pounded.
God damn it.
Phrasing.
Yeah, exactly. Bam. He's doing that purposely. I do like how they he shoots his jet cycle up through this awning. And
yet the jets don't burn the awning or the people underneath it.
Nope.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Totally fine.
Everything's fine.
Somehow, though, I guess he Daredevil takes the scarf off of Stuntmaster and wraps it around his head, is able to blind him.
Which would, again, break his neck at the speed that they're going in.
Yep.
But regardless.
Mm-hmm. That does throw off the trajectory of the bike, and Stuntmaster goes... They both go flying off.
They land. I feel like I busted something. But it hurts when I don't laugh. Like, why are you laughing?
Well, he's laughing because he's in pain? No, I don't know. So, yeah, the Stuntmaster is basically laying there in the heap. His bike seemed to have landed on him. And, again, this would have killed him, as well as Daredevil. But, you know, whatever. This is where Stuntmaster, you know, says cops come running up, take his mask off. And Stuntmaster's like, you know, I was a washed-up stuntman, too old. This was going to be my finale. Then I disappear with a cool grant in cash from Crime Wave.
Which means they didn't pay their stuntman shit.
Well, that, and they only $1,000 to kill Daredevil.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe he really didn't know what he was up against.
Apparently not. He literally was just like, oh, there's a bounty on this superhero? Okay, cool. I'll go after him because I have a bicycle. Sure. Once the cops take him away, Foggy goes back up to Daredevil. He's like, hey, so before we got attacked, you said you were going to make a special announcement. And Daredevil's like, special announcement? No, it was nothing. You know,
just like Karen is.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, she was not happy with that. He heard her, like, kind of stifle a sob and then rush off. So, he likes the limelight better than he likes his girlfriend.
Maybe it's because she hasn't put out yet.
I'm pretty sure she has.
Nah, this was the 60s. Don't you remember what your parents always told you? Everybody in the 60s was celibate until they were married.
Good point. So we go back to
the Wait, real quick though, right here.
Yeah.
Daredevil swings. How do they know that?
Maybe because they see him swing?
Never mind.
Anyway, I know what you mean. Shut up. Cut that shit out. We go back to the courtroom and back to present day. And the verdict was put out there by the jury.
Guilty as charged.
Yep. And...
And, okay, in this picture right here where it says guilty as charged, Foggy looks like a midget. He literally looks like a little person.
It's perspective. The drawings doesn't do him any justice, sure, but...
Well, I'm good. Anyways.
So, yeah, the courtroom disperses. Matt is putting everything away. He does say that this is... We just put one part of this big old war, I guess, on this character known as Crime Wave. He's still out there. We've only hurt him or wounded him. We haven't done any real damage yet. So everybody's leaving, and Matt is kind of hoping that Karen will stay around, but she also...
She stops for a moment.
Yeah.
And yes. Turns to walk away, and he senses that.
Yes, because they haven't talked since the parade. So that could be a couple days. It could be one day. We don't know.
Yeah, seems healthy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we end the issue with the cops or the bailiffs. I don't know exactly. They're just kind of thinking, oh, man, that Murdoch's got it made. He even though he's blind, he's probably the best lawyer we've ever seen. Like, the only person better is Daredevil. It's like...
He says, there ought to be nobody that ought to be gladder to be just to be alive. Nobody except maybe Daredevil.
Okay.
But then we get the Captain America walking away picture there.
And that's how we end the issue, and that's how we end the arc. They're okay. Like, I wasn't too upset by them.
They weren't as fun as, like, the Avengers ones have been.
The Avengers ones have been great. These were, like I said, they were fine, but I don't know. What'd you think, Chris?
For the first time reading it and understanding the time that they're done, I mean, yeah, it's kind of campy, the villain of the week or the villain of the couple of issues at that point. So the villains themselves come off as campy as well. But I mean, for its time, I enjoyed it. It wouldn't be something on the top of my list, but at least, you know, gave me some interest of how, you know, furthering the Karen Matt dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Something different to read, something not to cleanse your palate, but something just to just change.
Fun. It's,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just something silly fun.
So as we wrap up here, Chris, would you mind pipping out your podcast again?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So my podcast is World's Finest True Believers. Like I said, the first episode, a guest comes on, and any of you all listening, if you never give it a listen, please do. I'd love to have you in, and feel free to reach out to me if you want to be a guest. We talk about any graphic novel or comic book arc it's on your favorites list at that point, and we do a deep dive into it. And so you can follow the show at Finest Believers on Twitter, me personally at Chris Balga, and the show you can follow, you can also email the show at worldsfinesttruebelievers@gmail.com. I know that is a mouthful to say.
Oh, I say it every single week when I do these stuff. So.
But I do appreciate you inviting me on, and hope we can do this again real soon, and I know I'll be having you on to continue our lock and key discussions.
Yes. Yeah, we'll definitely have to get you back on here in the future. It was great to have you on. So.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And so we'll go ahead and say our goodbyes.
Adios.
All right, later.
Later, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out World's Finest True Believers on all major podcasting apps. You can find him on Twitter at Finest Believers, or you can send your emails to worldsfinesttruebelievers@gmail.com. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.